two competitors go home this episode, and only one team completes the daily mission, but then one agent changes everything in the game moving forward. Hey, you guys, I'm Katie Wolski, and welcome back to the Believe in the Challenge podcast. We are talking about episode 4, Duplicity. And I'm so excited to talk about this episode because a lot of stuff has gone down. If I was to describe this episode, it'd probably be what the hell just happened. I mean, this is what the show is all about. So let's get into it. The daily mission was very underwhelming. All they had to do was fly drones to get a code and then use the code to decipher the code to unlock everything to technically win. The mission was called Drone Control. Literally everybody failed this mission besides one team, which I think TJ was so relieved, because what were they going to do if every single person didn't end up finishing? I guess they could have seen who maybe stayed up the longest. I don't know what they would have done. I guess maybe they possibly would have had a tiebreaker type of challenge or a backup challenge if absolutely no one won. But Tori and Devin won, which very interesting. They communicated very well, but I definitely think they played to each other's strengths. Devin memorized the codes and he's very good at puzzles, so he definitely dominated in that. And I think Tori has a lot of patience, so having Devin tell her where to go and everything, I think, was a very good couple. And I'm actually surprised, because I didn't think they would be doing this well together with how much they seem to not like each other, but they're actually doing very well. And you know what? They're one of the nicer couples or pairs to not like each other. And I gotta say, I'm a little surprised by how everyone else competed. I mean, has none of you ever flown a drone? That, I don't know, as half of them are men and like younger men, you think that they would have definitely known how to flown a drone, or with all the video games that these guys have probably played in their lifetime, you think they would have been able to handle it. The daily mission was very underwhelming. Next week's looks so much better. Can't wait for that episode. So for the most part, I felt like this episode was slightly boring. Not much was going on until the very end of the episode. So we're going to get to that in a little bit. But I just wanted to quickly talk about Big T opening up earlier in the episode. I love Big T. I am a stan. She is one of my favorites, one of my favorite newcomers in the past couple years that have joined the show. And I really want her to come on the show. You guys, work your magic. Let's all get her on here. And then you can send me some questions and we can ask her everything we want to know. But she opened up about being adopted and having to deal with the passing of both her parents. And that's eventually how she got adopted. And she moved to the UK and grew up. But I think, as Devin said in the episode, that just means Big T has such a great mental strength to her. I think she's just mentally strong. Because when you have to go through all that, I've never personally lost a parent or even a close family relative. But I could only imagine how difficult it could be to even lose one than to lose both. So I just want to, you know, send some love her way. But also, congrats to her for coming out on top of life and getting on the challenge and just really showing people who she is and what she can do. And I can't wait for her to get a little bit more grittier. But then, of course, after that lovely little conversation Big T had with Devin and Amber M, he starts telling Amber M to get out of there. Just like, I don't like you. I don't want you here. Blah, blah, blah. You can't be here. And it just felt like he really ruined the moment for Big T. I don't know what he was trying to do, but after she opened up like that and something so personal, it just really blew my mind that he just switched all of a sudden, like 0 to 100, and was like, I don't like you, get out of here. And to be frank, I don't personally see anything wrong with Amber M right now. I mean, I know there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the camera that we don't see and all the footage that they don't air. But to me right now, she seems perfectly fine. Plus, she's gotta be like not even 5 feet tall, not even 100 pounds. I don't know what she could possibly be doing to annoy you so much. Like, don't you have other big enemies to worry about than little Amber M, who's a rookie and probably can't even lift her own weight? No offense, love you girl, but you know, she's got like no muscle on her. So I don't know why he had to start attacking her and ruin the moment. But then obviously this gets back to Nelson. Nelson confronts him, and then now they got a target on their back. Not that Devin didn't already create it, just don't understand. I just think there's bigger fish to fry than Amber M. Then we have the sad news that Liv is not medically cleared to continue to keep playing. So unfortunately, her shoulder popped, or she had a fracture or something in her shoulder from the last challenge. And I was honestly surprised that she was even let back into the house after Nicole had to go home. So she got to stay for like one more day. Good for her. And then she had to leave. So that was Michi's partner. And then Michi was not allowed to play in the daily mission. So he is up for grabs for a new partner later on. Then we go into the party, and I was a little shocked to see Fessy and Gabby flirting. You know, I said this once before, and I am just not the biggest fan of Fessy. Look, I don't dislike him as a human being, obviously. I think he seems like he's a great guy, maybe out of this game. But in the game, he's just so selfish. And I feel like you can't really be that selfish so quickly into the season. Like, you gotta start making moves not this soon. And we'll get into a little bit later all the other stuff he did this episode that I think he definitely just dug himself a grave. I would not be shocked to see a lot of people turn on him in the house. But going back to Gabby and Fessy, you know, she doesn't really seem that interested in him. I think she can really see through his BS like I see through his BS. And I'm not even with him in person. I'm just watching it through a camera lens, technically, you know, TV screen, whatever you want to call it. But I'm seeing it, so I know she's seeing it, which I have to know that a bunch of other girls are probably also seeing. Like, Anissa definitely sees through. He's not very good at hiding who he is, I think, and his gameplay, unless he doesn't tell anyone. I think that's the only way he could. But like, the way he goes about things, not good. Not good. So there's that. And then also he talks about Tori, which I thought was very interesting because Tori was engaged coming on the show. Then she was not engaged around Thanksgiving time, which could have been when the show wrapped. So I don't know. I'm just saying some things might happen later on that ultimately maybe led to Tori and Jordan splitting up over it. I don't know. We'll have to see. I hope not, because we don't need a Kayla Bear situation all over again. I don't think cheating is right, no matter how awful your boyfriend is, or maybe your relationship is not the best anymore, or maybe you realize that you like this guy more. I don't know, whatever it is, you know, you just need to end it and then you can move on with someone else. It's really not that hard. Really not that hard, people, to just do a quick little phone call if you can't see him in person because you're shooting a show, get it over with, then you can move on guilt-free. Okay, that's just, come on, let's do it. Let's be good people. I'm not trying to say harsh by, you know, saying do a quick phone call, but clearly if circumstances call for it and you don't want to be with this person any longer, those are the things you got to do, okay? Cheating is never the answer. But then Josh goes and starts something with Jay, who is just like sitting there minding his own business. You know, I do feel like what Josh said though about not really trusting Jay, possible, but he's also not your super close friend. So I don't understand why he even expects that level of trust on a double agents game from Jay. To me, it doesn't really make a lot of sense. I don't think Jay was doing anything in the wrong. I mean, there are people being way more shady than Jay, and I don't really consider what Jay was even doing shady. I don't think he was really doing anything. So he just starts attacking him for no reason, you know, saying that he wants to throw him in and he wants to go up against him, which I don't think the house would even give Josh what he wanted. Just find it really interesting that he starts going off at Jay. Like I have said many, many times, Josh definitely lets his emotions get to him. You know, he plays this game way too emotional, and I ultimately feel like he can be the downfall for Nani, and I am pulling for a win for Nani this season. I really, really, really want to see it happen. So Nani's got to switch up her partner ASAP when she can. Like, next episode, girl, I hope you win, or I don't know, you go into elimination or something, or someone picks you. I just really hope that she kind of gets away from Josh so that she can play a better game and not get caught up in a lot of the drama that Josh seems to always be in. Now, we're going into a deliberation, and just like every episode, we never know what elimination it's gonna be, guy or girl, double elimination. Honestly, I was hoping for a double just because I thought it would be a lot of fun, but we didn't know what was going on, so people are trying to figure it out. You know, they want one person on the team to go home, but they don't want the other person to maybe accidentally go home because it's not the right gender's elimination night. So a little bit of arguing going on, but ultimately everybody chose Nelson and Amber M, which broke my heart because, you know, Nelson, he did not used to be the greatest guy. I think he actually was hated for quite a while on the challenge seasons. He at least was never my favorite for a long time. But over these past couple seasons lately, I feel like he is just really opened up and like become himself. And I think also, you know, with him getting older, I think he's just matured and become a man and like grown into himself, and you can just really see how loyal of a person Nelson is and how big of a heart he is. And when he cares about someone, like, he really has their back. And so it makes me sad that he already is going in. He could potentially be going against a lot of big dogs in the house, so you don't know. And I don't know why he picked Amber M for his partner. Don't get me wrong, I have nothing really against her, but Nelson, you're a vet. Come on, man. You definitely should have picked someone way better than her. I mean, she's a rookie and she's just little. I feel bad saying this because, again, nothing against Amber M, but I definitely feel like she's almost like the runt of the rookies. You know, she has no really experience. I don't really know if she has much of an athletic background. All I know is that she's a little feisty and that, you know, she probably doesn't give up, but that can only take you so far when there's a lot of physical challenges. So I just couldn't believe that he chose her. He was very excited at first. After he realized he was going into elimination with her, he definitely realized he chose wrong. Okay, then we have probably one of my favorite eliminations of all time, Hall Brawl. This thing scares the shit out of me. I cannot lie. I would be terrified to ever play this game.
I don't even know how I would, I couldn't. I think that I would break every bone in my body. I don't know how I would do it. And Nelson had to do this elimination in like the recent season and he got pretty banged up. So I bet it's just bringing back memories, man, for him. And of course, it's gonna be a guys elimination night because we just had two girls go home. So they have to balance it out and get rid of one guy right now. But then, the biggest thing to happen this season so far, which is pretty crazy because I feel like quite a bit has happened and it's only episode 4, but Fessy just literally ripped a new one through the double agents season. I mean, he wins the award for being the slimiest player of this season so far. And that like above Wes. And Wes wasn't even as grimy as Fessy was tonight. So apparently Fessy went behind everyone's back, went to Tori and told her that he wanted to go in tonight. Even though Josh talked to Fessy in the hot tub, telling him how he's ready to go in. He wants to go in. That's AKA why he wanted Jay in there so that he could take out Jay. But clearly didn't work. So Fessy goes in, blindsides all of his friends, Corey, Nelson, Leroy. I mean, I'm talking about everybody. I guess Leroy isn't really his friend, but I'm just like saying, like the whole house, nobody knew. Those were supposed to be two of his closest friends, Corey and Nelson. And Nelson is Corey's best friend. They were at Corey's baby shower, I think it was. So the fact that Fessy thinks that the consequences probably won't be that bad after this, I think he's highly mistaken about what he's just done tonight. All right, let's really get into this because I am just so infuriated by Fessy. I mean, I get it. It's the game and, you know, I actually give him a lot of balls for doing everything that he did because at the end of the day, this is for $1 million. You know, there are just some lines that you shouldn't cross just yet, you know? Just yet. I don't think that this would have been Fessy's only opportunity to get a gold skull. I really don't. I think he definitely pulled the trigger too soon, and I can't wait to see what's going to happen to him. But okay, let's get into it. So Fessy goes in against Nelson, and Fessy is playing dirty. And I am talking about dirty. He was just ripping Nelson's like headgear off. He ripped his visor off. He was playing so dirty. He had him underneath him. He just picks up the back end of his body and slams it down like more than once. It was so heartbreaking to watch him do that to his own friend. And like, Bessie's like 6'7", built like a freaking wall. Like, he did not have to play like that. But that just really showed us Fessy's true colors, that he is a total wimp. I mean, he chose the tight encountered space that he knew he could take up a lot of space in the hall brawl. And then he chose someone who he ultimately knew he could beat because he's ginormous. He probably could have beaten anyone besides maybe like Leroy or possibly Kyle because of the height and everything. I think he definitely chose someone on the shorter side. I don't even know if he could have gone up against Corey. I really, really don't. I don't think so. My stomach was in knots watching him and Fessy go against each other in this hall brawl. I gotta tell you, I was so rooting for Nelson in this. And then Nelson got so close the first round, like so close. But then the second round, I mean, Fessy really just pushed him back. He Fessy also met him not so much in the middle, you know. I think Nelson just had his head really warped, and I don't think he was mentally prepared to go against, I don't know. I mean, you're going against supposedly one of your closest friends in the house. So to me, my mind would have been, you know, like a little all over the place. I think it's one thing to be sent in and like be angry, but I think Nelson was just genuinely hurt by the situation. And, you know, that doesn't fuel you, obviously, as much as hatred would. To me, it just was really sad to see Nelson go out this way and so soon in the season. I know he'll definitely be back. I mean, we love Nelson. We love Nelson. So sad to see him go home, especially after last season and the way he went out for Corey so that Corey could get his shot. And then this season, ugh. It just really breaks my heart, man. I want to know what you guys think about this whole situation. Are you pro Fessy? Because, yeah, I mean, he's just playing the game and he's doing what he has to do to win. Or do you feel bad for Nelson like me? And because you actually have a heart. And I saw on Nelson's fingers that he had little braces on them. So I'm wondering hatred would. To me, it just was really sad to see Nelson go out this way and so soon in the season. I know he'll definitely be back. I mean, we love Nelson. We love Nelson. So sad to see him go home, especially after last season and the way he went out for Corey so that Corey could get his shot. And then this season, ugh. It just really breaks my heart, man. I want to know what you guys think about this whole situation. Are you pro Fessy? Because, yeah, I mean, he's just playing the game and he's doing what he has to do to win. Or do you feel bad for Nelson like me? And because you actually have a heart. And I saw on Nelson's fingers that he had little braces on them. So I'm wondering if he potentially broke anything or fractured anything. So, you know, I hope that he recovered quickly from his injuries. And I know we'll see him again, if not next season, definitely the season after, the season after that. He's definitely, you know, breaks my heart. But you know, Corey is gonna get some revenge for this. He's not just gonna let Fessy get away with blindsiding him and, you know, now potentially ruining Corey's game because Corey just lost two people on his alliance. Now, there's no way in hell Corey is trusting Fessy, or if he does, it's definitely gonna be just a game until he gets what he wants. But there's no way he's gonna let Fessy do what he did to his best friend. So I'm excited to see what Corey is going to have up his sleeve and basically what the entire house is going to have up their sleeve. I mean, there's no way he's going to come back into that house and people are just going to forget what he did. No way. I mean, who is going to trust Fessy now? He literally just blindsided everybody. He basically blindsided Anissa too, because obviously he's not going to choose Anissa to be his partner anymore. And the way he even went about it is just such a douchey way. Like, oh, I'm doing this for Anissa because eventually someone would have took me. Like, okay, slow your roll, Fessy. Now no one's going to want to be with you. Ha, take that. Honestly, better for Anissa now to get away from him. Girl, this is a blessing in disguise. Blessing in disguise. Fessy takes Casey, which leaves Leroy open. Leroy chooses between Amber M and Anissa. I mean, that's a no-brainer. You're going to take Anissa the vet, obviously. So then finally, Michi gets paired up with Amber M. So we got another two new rookies together, and they're also the smallest people in the house. So I really wonder how they're going to do as a team. You know, Michi seems like he's got a lot of fight in him, so I just cannot wait for this next episode because the Daily Mission looks insane. I mean, these are the missions that we want to be seeing them do. I did not like this drone stuff, not at all. I am predicting that obviously the house or majority of the house will hopefully turn on Fessy, and I say get his ass in there. If it's a puzzle or anything, there's no way Fessy's gonna be able to beat somebody. So I'm just really interested to see. But also it's the challenge, and it most likely will be a girl elimination, if not maybe a double elimination. Ooh, and that's what I kind of hope. But I don't know, they might be saving a double elimination for a little bit later, since we kind of just lost a bunch of people. But yeah, so I'm hoping for that. And I'm also hoping for Josh and Nani to possibly break up somehow. So hopefully that like fits into the scheme of everything that's going to happen. But again, you never know with the challenge how stuff is going to go down. I feel like everything just changes so fast, like literally on a dime. So this could all be in the rearview mirror by the time we get out of the daily mission. People are gonna have new feuds. Like, you just never know. And that about wraps it up for us. I hope you guys all had such a great holiday break, and now we can get back into the challenge. Be sure to follow the Believe in the Challenge podcast wherever you listen to your podcast. Rate us, give us 5 stars. Well, I guess you're technically just rating me, so come on, you know you love me, guys. Rate me, give me 5 stars, and definitely share this podcast with all of your challenge friends. And if you don't have a lot of friends who watch the challenge kind of like me, why don't you introduce it to them, and then you guys can listen to this together too. I think it's just a great bond thing. And what else are you doing in quarantine right now? Come on, we're all in another lockdown, we're all staying inside. So let's watch this challenge, let's talk about the challenge together. And be sure to follow me on Instagram at Katie Walski, and we can talk more about the show. Tell me all your dislikes, your likes, your thoughts, your ideas, your predictions. I want to know it all, because I love this show and I love talking about this show and I love interacting with you guys. So be sure to follow me, tag me in anything that you want to talk about, or just message me and we can chat it up on the regular. And be sure to tune in next week for another episode of the Believe in the Challenge podcast.